ABC Radio Australia.
The French baguette has been awarded special cultural protection status by UNESCO. But despite the honour, the crusty bread continues to have a complicated relationship in the French Pacific. Some residents see it as a mealtime staple. Others see it as a symbol of French colonialism, as reporter Dubrovka Volodev found.
A baguette to share with friends or family. It's many people's idea of a laid-back breakfast, and one that's been made a cultural heritage. While it's quintessentially French, their ancestors brought it to the Pacific during colonial times. Rere Agbefe from Western Sydney is part Tahitian and says it's a staple for many people in her home country.
The baguette, the whole family enjoys. We break it off or we cut it off all together. We're actually all sharing, breaking bread, basically how I see it. We break bread on a daily basis with our loved ones. So it is a very much staple food. It's a delicious staple food, but they are very much aware that it is a French-inspired, like a lot of their menus are.
In Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila, the baguette is the one item at Le Parisien Bakery, according to Carol Nikahi.
Everybody buys baguette when they come in the morning. First thing they ask is for the baguette. So French people and some locals.
The baguette as we know it today was standardized about 100 years ago. It has to weigh 250 grams and be 80 centimeters long to be classified as the real deal. Made with only four ingredients, flour, water, salt and yeast, the dough must rest for at least 15 hours at a certain temperature, according to the French Bakers Confederation. Rere Agbefe says when done right, it's a delicious and mouth-watering food.
It's fresh. It's daily. It's fresh. When I come back to Australia after having my holidays visiting family, I actually will, for the first 2 weeks, keep eating French baguettes.
And in the French territory of New Caledonia, French settlers in the 19th century brought the recipes with them. They started selling baguettes, which can now be bought in bakeries and most supermarkets in urban areas. Local journalist Brigitte Wapp says despite calls for independence from France, the baguette is popular in the capital city, Nouméa.
Everyone buys it because we used to have it every day. It's common. We can eat bread like we eat yams or tapioca. It's now really common and it's an habit. Everybody can eat bread in the morning breakfast or tea time and with meal also. When you go to the restaurant, you have free bread, free baguette.
But in the Pacific, does the baguette symbolize French colonialism in the region? Charles Weir is from New Caledonia's pro-independence FLNKS, which is the government party.
The kind of people, because the baguette as something that has been imported from France, Conception meant food in New Caledonia because we took it as a symbol. I mean, for other kind of people, we cannot say that it's our heritage because it's a part of the French colonial object that has been imported from France because we've been Francisized. Because now in New Caledonia, when you try to see how we consume all the food that have been imported.
Associate Professor of French Studies at Australia's National University, Leslie Barnes, says it does raise some questions.
There are certainly pockets, especially in a place like New Caledonia, where obviously we've had quite a lot of debate about whether New Caledonia should remain part of France. There are certainly people there who are acutely aware of its colonial origins and may see consuming that staple as a gesture of complicity.
But Associate Professor Barnes also points out in many nations, the baguette has been adapted to local tastes, and these varieties can now be found alongside the French traditional style.